KX93.5 is on the go today. We're here with Chad Abel. He's the new general manager at Okora here in Laguna Beach. Chef Jen, we've been in touch with for a while, is a sponsor of our radio station, and we love eating here all the time. So, Chad, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Okora is, like you said, probably the best sushi restaurant around, and it's also the biggest, and you guys have a lot of space to fill for lunch and dinner all the time. So I know it's a constant grind to, like, make this place work. How's it going?
It's going very well. The summer months are upon us, and things are really picking up. I'm in the process of writing a brand new cocktail list and redoing the wine list here. The all-night happy hours on Mondays and Tuesdays are absolutely been a hit and continue to grow. So come check us out for that, most definitely. And the dinner menus are absolutely amazing as well. The rolls, the nigiri, the sushi is always fresh.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
The space has been hard, right? I mean, the space has been big, and it's been hard for restaurants to stick around in here. What do you think Okora is doing different that's allowed it to be so successful up to this point?
Okora in itself, it has been something that I've seen, like, there's an ebb and flow with the place. What I'm trying to focus on now is regenerating the bar scene in here. I've been talking with Chef Jin about applying for potential permits for music and potential late night drinks and cocktails for this place. I think it could really benefit. So that's in the works, and that's something that I'm doing as well as trying to revamp the bar,
yeah.
You know, and try and get the wine to cater to the food as well as the cocktails. It's looking something for a little more unique sort of style of things, like Socatinis. I redid a Bloody Mary specific to this place. A green tea martini and stuff like that. Something with a little bit of flair to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this would be a killer music venue if you could do something like out on the patio or something like that. I mean, you just have to get a stage permit or a sound permit or
yes,
something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope that works out. That'd be so cool. So, tell us about some menu highlights. What are some things that are crowd favorites?
As far as our lunch menu goes, there are a number of things. The chef special bento box, you get the marinated cod, sushi and sashimi, rock shrimp and the tuna maki. Dinner, we have just a general array of special rolls. My personal favorite is the Madonna roll. It's tuna and crab with the shrimp tempura in the middle. We also have the hamachi jalapeno and the hamachi mango rolls, which are crowd favorites. Entrees, we have the Saikyo sea bass, which is absolutely amazing. It's like one of our most popular items, as well as the spare ribs. I don't know. I'm from the country, so I'm a big fan of the spare ribs as well. They have a really good Asiatic flair to them. But yeah.
Do you still do the rock where you cook your own meat on it?
Yeah, we have the ishiyaki. We do the ribeye and as well as the A5 wagyu.
Yeah.
It's really an interesting thing. I had never seen it before, you know, I started working here. You know, the cooking on the rock at the table, it's always fun, and it's something to do while you're eating dinner, you know?
That one's a huge hit in my circle, so I love that one, the ishiyaki. Lunch is, I know, a focus for you guys, but you also do catering. You do, like, corporate catering. You want to talk about that?
Absolutely. So Chef Jin and I have actually been really working on refining the kind of catering we're going to be doing, and as well, I've been in talks with some of the local destination management companies and some of the local hotels as well, as this becoming more of a corporate venue. Like especially during the October months where there's a huge influx of the corporate seminars and stuff like that with the larger hotels in the area, they do things called Dine Around. And I'm trying to get us placed on that Dine Around list. And hey, if you guys know anybody that needs a business dinner or anything like that, that's something that we're very much looking for as venues here.
Cool. And focus a little bit on that happy hour. What are some of the deals that people can get if they come? When is happy hour?
So Mondays and Tuesdays, it's after 4 o'clock and all night. So 4 to close, we do an all-night happy hour. I'm actually in the process of revamping that as well with the updated cocktail list, as I stated. But every other night of the week, it's 4 to 6 o'clock. It's great. You have it's probably one of the largest happy hours I've ever seen, and definitely one of the best deals in town. You get sashimi, you can get sushi. There's an assortment of rolls as well as hot appetizers.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the all-you-can-eat is still around as well, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, definitely. $36.95 per person.
Right on.
Yeah.
Chad, the general manager here at Okora in Laguna Beach, anything else you want to add that we left out?
No, but thank you very much for guys coming down today, and I really appreciate you guys taking the time.
Right on. Thank you, man. Thanks for your support of our station, too.